Legumes, foods like beans, peas, and lentils, are among the oldest cultivated plants on Earth. Their historical roots date back 5,000 years to Mesopotamia, the birthplace of agriculture. These crops are packed with protein, fiber, and other nutrients, and currently account for 30% of the world's agricultural production. They also enrich the soil by converting nitrogen from the atmosphere into a form plants can use through a symbiotic relationship with root bacteria known as rhizobia. So many organic and conservation-minded farmers plant legumes instead of adding synthetic fertilizers to their fields. This nitrogen-fixing ability is the basis of a recent scientific breakthrough. Researchers at Washington State University have doubled the growth of soybean plants. They genetically modified the plants to absorb nitrogen faster, and so triggered rhizobia in the roots to fix more nitrogen. This chain reaction created bigger, healthier plants that produced more seed. There was also evidence that these modified plants could be more efficient in drought conditions. The researchers hope that this breakthrough could increase global food supply while cutting down on harmful synthetic fertilizers and make for the best of both worlds, a better fed population and a healthier environment. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Alexander Metzger.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, those new soybeans were not modified to make them resistant to pesticides.